A president can declassify anything even by just thinking about it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Donald Trump claims, telling Fox.
There doesn't have to be a process. There can be a process, but there doesn't have to be. You're the president. You make that decision.
As for all the sensitive material the FBI seized from the former president's Florida home.
I declassified everything.
But he suffered a setback last night. An appeals court sided with the government.
The 11th Circuit ruling that the Justice Department can regain access to about 100 classified documents that Florida District Judge Eileen Cannon had barred them from using as part of a criminal probe.
Fox's Mike Emanuel, the former president, also reacted to being sued by New York's attorney general, telling Fox.
She campaigned on it 4 years ago. It was a vicious campaign, and she just talked about Trump, and we're going to indict him, we're going to get him. She knew nothing about me. I never heard of her.
Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, alleges this about the Trump Organization.
The statements of financial condition were greatly exaggerated, grossly inflated, objectively false, and therefore fraudulent.
The day after two Americans and eight other foreign fighters captured in Ukraine by Russian-friendly forces were set free, an even bigger prisoner swap. That's the sound of Ukrainian fighters after more than 200 of them were released in exchange for more than 50 Russians. One is a key ally of Vladimir Putin, the leader.
Meantime, in Russia, protests are breaking out after Putin called up those 300,000 reserve troops, the first mobilization of its kind since World War II. It followed the Kremlin's sham referenda to incorporate about a fifth of Ukraine currently under Russian control. More than 1,300 Russians have been arrested in these protests so far.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. For the second time this week, the earth quaked in Mexico early this morning. And like Monday, the earthquake was near the Pacific coast, but felt in Mexico City, where a woman died falling down the stairs of her home. Hurricane Fiona is still a Category 4, moving away from the U.S., but headed toward Bermuda. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Back to Ukraine. All those prisoner swaps come as Russia's invasion dominates the talk at the United Nations General Assembly.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple.
Hours after President Biden's address, Ukraine's leader spoke to world leaders via video.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called on UN countries to enact punishments against Russia that go beyond sanctions. He said Russia has impacted the globe, undermining maritime, radiation, food, and energy safety, but also safety from weapons of mass destruction. Zelensky told the assembly there's no room for neutrality.
This is what creates the conditions for war. This is what needs to be corrected in order to create conditions for peace.
He noted that even as they deal with war, Ukraine has still exported grain to dozens of countries and told member countries to cap the price they're willing to pay for Russian energy. He asked for more help, more money, more weapons, and said peace depends on Ukraine winning. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Florida man is the latest to get caught stealing COVID relief money.
Don Cisternino pleaded guilty to federal charges that include fraud, identity theft, and illegal monetary transaction. Court documents show Cisternino got more than $7 million through a Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, loan 2 years ago. When he learned that authorities were onto him for falsifying loan qualification details, he fled to Switzerland and was ultimately arrested in Croatia after having spent some of that money on a Florida home and several luxury cars.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott on Wall Street. Stock futures up slightly the day after more selling following another interest rate hike, with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell trying to save us money fighting inflation.
We are taking forceful and rapid steps to moderate demand so that it comes into better alignment with supply.
The Fed's rate hikes making paying off credit cards more expensive and getting home and car loans more expensive, too. I'm Dave Anthony.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.